So I just thought that I would share some of my Christmas memories with you all tonight. I'm a local girl and I've grown up in West Kirby, and I absolutely love West Kirby. So when I was nine, I don't know if any of you ever remember, but my auntie used to do a tontine that you would say, put money in and save for Christmas. So at Christmas time, you'd have enough money to buy the food and gifts. And my dad used to put 10 pence a week away for me. So on Christmas week, I would get £5.20 to do my Christmas shopping. So I'd come into the Crescent with my brother and my two sisters, and we were allowed to go in and out of all the shops picking our gifts. So I remember picking my dad Old Spice aftershave and some Coty Lamont perfume for my mum, a soap on the rope for my brother, and for my sisters, they would get bath crystals when they were showering. But it was so exciting because you would be hiding the gifts in your bag, and then you'd all go in your bedrooms and you'd get home, wrapping them up and putting a gift tag on them. But now I'm older, I realise it taught me how to be kind, and it taught me how to be giving and not want it all for myself. And I really do enjoy buying small gifts for people at Christmas, neighbours just leaving them on the doorstep. And then another lovely memory I've got is when I was 13, my mum said I could go to the midnight service on Christmas Eve with her. And I was absolutely thrilled. And the service was beautiful. And the other children were in bed when I got home. And when I got home, her and dad said, it makes me cry when I think, they said, you can open your gifts now. And I went downstairs and there was a beautiful record player, black record player. And they'd bought me two single records. And one was Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. And the other one was Happy Christmas, War Is Over by John and Yoko. But I always feel that Christmas is so magical. So when I was doing my Bible reading this week, this really spoke to me. So it's about the kings, and it says, and on their way to Bethlehem, the same star they had seen in the east suddenly reappeared. Amazed, they watched it as they went ahead of them and stopped directly over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were so ecstatic that they shouted and they celebrated with unrestrained joy. And that is how I feel on Christmas Eve. I really do. I felt when the children were little, I could hear the sleigh bells in the sky coming. And I feel like I can hear the angels singing when I come out of church. But I don't work in West Kirby. I work at Woodside Ferry Terminal. I'm a civil servant with over 1,300 colleagues in the office. And when you're a civil servant, the week before Christmas is like school. You have Christmas jumper day, you have the buffet day, you have the day where everybody goes to the pub. And I remember at the buffet one year speaking to my colleagues, and I said, this lady who worked on the team I was on, she was quite a tough cookie. And I think every work environment has somebody who can do the job standing on the head. They're the last to come in of a morning, the first to go home, super efficient, but really tough. And we were eating away, and I said to her, oh, I love Christmas Eve when I come out of church. I can hear the angels singing. I can hear the heavens rejoicing. And she looked at me and she said, are you being real? She said, it's all in your head, all this. She said, do you really believe in the Christmas story? And every year when I would give her a Christmas card, she used to wave it in my face and say, has this got a little message in from Jesus? And I would always say to her, yeah, it has. Because God has given me a real simple faith. I just believe. I believe and I love God. And I can say to anybody who's here tonight, if you put your trust in my God, he will never let you down. Never let you down. And another favourite part of the Bible of mine, the Christmas story, is when the angel comes to Mary. And Mary's gobsmacked. She thinks, I'm going to have a child. And the angel says to her, for with God, nothing is impossible. And that is really true. So I'll just end by telling you about my Christmas this year. I've got a delightful Christmas present this year. I've got a 12-week-old baby granddaughter, so there'll be lots of new traditions set from our family this year going forward. And when my son's partner was pregnant, my prayer to God was, "You know everything about this child, Lord, and I promise you that she will know everything about you." So I pray that you all have a lovely Christmas too this year. Thank you.